This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back. The official start of the show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. USA Radio News, Match TV, Coast to Coast, Sea to Shining Sea. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, American-born and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. This show comes to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. And let me tell you something. I'm always on the warpath with you and against the liberals out there who are trying to ruin this country and destroy the greatest country in the history of the world ever blessed by God. That's the United States of America trying to ruin American exceptionalism. We are exceptional. They just don't understand it. Before I get to Justin Trudeau, and I got a lot to say about Justin Trudeau, I want to talk about a whistleblower complaint reporting on Donald Trump's phone call with a foreign leader where he supposedly promised something that you can't promise, and it set off a D.C. firestorm. Once again, this is an uncorroborated report, and it's being reported once again by the Washington Post. You can't believe a word that comes out of the Washington Post, the New York Times, or CNN, or MSNBC. They're all liars. They're fraud. They're full of fake news, and their polls are all lies, and it's just become so obvious they lie about everything. But let's assume this one is true. Let's assume there is, in fact, a whistleblower, and but then you have to assume, did he or she actually hear a Trump phone call, and did Trump actually do something wrong, and how come this never happened before? That's the real issue here. How come in the history of America nobody ever ratted out all the other presidents? There were no whistleblowers for Barack Obama, for Bill Clinton, for Jimmy Carter. There's never a whistleblower for a Democrat. No one's ever listened in on phone calls of the President of the United States and then ratted out everything he said in the phone call. Find something wrong, take it out of context, rat it out. That's what they do to me. You know, I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV, millions of words. They try and find one thing I said wrong or one thing that could be twisted to look wrong or one thing they could take out of context, and they try and blame me. And so that's what they do to Trump every day with his speeches, every day with his tweets. And now they're doing it with phone calls with foreign leaders. Well, folks, it really doesn't matter whether Trump supposedly said something wrong in that phone call. The person who leaked it should go to jail for 20 years. You can't leak phone calls of the President of the United States with foreign leaders. That's the crime. Trump didn't commit any crime. You committed a crime by listening in. It's called espionage. It's called treason. It's called you're a traitor. It's called conflict of interest. You're a government employee working for the CIA or the NSA, and you listen in on the president's phone calls and you leak something you don't like. That's the crime, folks, not President Trump. And if Trump did, in fact, promise something to a world leader, everybody, every president promises something to a world leader. Unless I'm mistaken, I hearken back. To Barack Obama. Didn't Obama lean over to the president of Russia at the time and tell Premier Putin that as soon as I'm reelected, I'll give him basically whatever he wants because it's easy for me to wheel and deal at that point? Isn't that a president promising stuff to world leaders? And Obama did it on a microphone he didn't know was on, and the whole world heard it. It's a recording. A Okay, President Trump did it in a private conversation with a world leader. I'm sure every president promises things to world leaders. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall when President Obama was talking to the leaders of Muslim nations and talking about Israel and how he really feels about Israel and how he's on their side against Israel, or he's on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood to take over in a coup Egypt, and he was on the side of the Arab Spring, Muslim leaders who were extreme and radical, hate America, hate Christians, hate Jews, want to destroy Israel. Obama was on their side. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall to hear those conversations? But funny enough, those conversations were never leaked. Nobody ever leaked Barack Obama talking about Islamic issues to Muslim leaders in the Muslim world. No one ever leaked anything Obama ever said, but they're ready to leak every word that Trump says because they don't like what he says or how he says it. He represents you and me, not the deep state and not the D.C. swamp, and they're trying to destroy him. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is Justin Trudeau. I told you I'd go into one of my famous root rants about Justin Trudeau. So I went to Columbia University. I was a son of a butcher, an SOB, and I was one of the few blue-collar kids who ever got a chance to enter the sanctum of the elitist Ivy League world. And I went to Columbia University. And what did I find? A bunch of really, really rich kids, spoiled brats. I call them Lucky Sperm Club. And they were all given everything they ever wanted their whole life. And, you know, they had the famous, golden pacifier. Their whole lives, mommy and daddy opened every door for them, gave them everything they want, gave them all the money they wanted. They know they've got a gigantic trust fund waiting for them. And all of them were the type of person of Justin Trudeau caliber. Extremely liberal, radical liberal, socialist. Justin Trudeau, of course, the Prime Minister of Canada, a real liberal. Just like an Obama, just like an Elizabeth Warren here in the United States. Just like a Beto O'Rourke. Actually, that's the best application right there, the best comparison. Justin Trudeau and Beto O'Rourke, two little spoiled brat losers who went to Ivy League schools. Beto O'Rourke, by the way, Columbia College graduate, same as me, same as Barack Obama, same as George Stephanopoulos, same as every liberal. When I went to Columbia, what did I find? I found lots of racists. They were all white liberal kids, and when they were alone with other white liberal kids, and me, Wayne Root, they said the most racist things you've ever heard. You know, just like Trump with his locker room comments, when people are in private, you never know what they're going to say. I'm a witness to how racist many of my Columbia classmates were, even though they acted liberal and voted liberal and supported liberals. They didn't think very highly of black people and minorities, I can tell you that. I'm a witness. I'll take a lie detector test anytime. And so it's interesting. I'm a guy who believes Saul Alinsky is what they all adhere to. Saul Alinsky was the great communist organizer, and he wrote the book Rules for Radicals, which all the liberals have read. He was the mentor to Hillary Clinton. He was the mentor to Barack Obama. Saul Alinsky was. He dedicated his book to Satan. Did you know that? Not kidding around, not a conspiracy theory, not a question. I've read the book. I've checked it out of libraries. I bought it at stores just to make sure they're all the same. Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky is dedicated to Satan, and it's the rule book liberal politicians live by. And he always says, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. If you're corrupt, call the other guy corrupt. If you're racist, call the other guy racist. And it's liberals who are corrupt, and it's liberals who are racist. And that's why they call Trump names, that's why they call Wayne Root names. And all I could tell you is, I've never been in blackface in my life. As a matter of fact, I'll say this on Newsmax TV. I'll offer $1 million to anyone who can find a photo of Wayne Root wearing blackface, because I never did in my life. But it's interesting that the Democrat governor of Virginia wore blackface. And I believe his attorney general or lieutenant governor did too. I think it was the attorney general also wore blackface. Justin Trudeau wore blackface. Isn't it just a matter of time before photos are leaked of Joe Biden wearing blackface? Isn't it just a matter of time before we find out that Bernie Sanders, the old fossil, was once at a party wearing blackface, maybe twice, maybe three times? They're out there. Go find me the photos of Biden and good old Bernie Sanders in blackface. Does any of this shock you? Why would it? Elizabeth Warren was cheating with, I don't know what you call it, red face? Indian Warren, huh? There's a faux pas. Elizabeth Warren portrayed in real life every day of her life. Not blackface at a party. Every day of her life, she portrayed an Indian to make millions of dollars, to steal through fraud millions of dollars from Harvard Law School and take a place of a real person that deserved that job, who really was an American Indian, had Indian blood, Indian background, Indian ancestry. She didn't. And she got the job by posing as an American Indian. Liar, liar, pants on fire. So why would you be surprised that liberals would wear blackface when she did it every day of her life? She portrayed an Indian every day of her life to steal millions. These are just guys fooling around at a frat party. So you know that Biden, you know that Sanders, you know that Beto O'Rourke must have been a blackface. There's a privileged white dude running for the Democrat presidential nomination who's a goofball, who's an idiot, who doesn't have anything behind him. He's just literally a nothing, right? A nothing with a toothy grin and a fake name. His name's Robert O'Rourke, not Beto O'Rourke. And that guy must have been a blackface. I guarantee you, Beto O'Rourke was in a fraternity, was in blackface. Bring me the photos. Send them to WayneRoot@gmail.com. Have you got them? Beto O'Rourke in blackface, Joe Biden in blackface, Bernie Sanders in blackface. And by the way, Justin Trudeau's excuse, he blames white privilege. His privileged upbringing is the reason he wore blackface. Just like all my friends at Columbia University. All liberals, all racist, all the time. All Saul Alinsky's doing. All right, that's my commentary for the night. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. China is on a record gold buying spree. Shouldn't you be? Don't you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 an ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 an ounce. But who you buy it from is even more important than how great gold is in the first place. Swiss America is America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. And right now, what's your risk? Nothing. Call them. The call's toll free. You get a free report and you get a free 30-minute DVD by the CEO, Gene Heskin of Swiss America, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm the host of the video. Give him a call. Free video, free report, free call. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN or go to SwissAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. And the show is called Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. By the way, if you're watching, and now starting in November, people will be watching another 6.2 million TV households get access with Cox Cable, especially the whole Vegas Valley will get to watch Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show. But if you're watching and you don't know where to find my radio show, first of all, call your local conservative talk radio show and let them know you want them to pick up the Wayne Allen Root Show through USA Radio, my syndicator. Number two, if they already have it, then you know where you're listening. But if they don't, go to USARadio.com every afternoon, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central, 3 to 6 p.m. afternoon drive time on the West Coast. You will find me at USARadio.com. And you can also find me on iHeartRadio, where you can get my show on demand, all 3 hours of my radio show, on demand, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for free. And it goes back in a library for months and months and months. All right, I've been talking on this show, on both radio and TV, for a long time now, about the fact that Joe Biden will never be the nominee. Never be the Democrats' nominee. And the average Democrat just can't accept that fact. And I've told you that at betting sites where they do political bets, people put their money where their mouth is. They're almost always right. Almost always right throughout history. It's amazing how accurate they are when you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. As compared to these polls that are completely unscientific, they just call people on the phone and ask you who you're voting for. Can you imagine the difference between that and the guy saying, I want to bet $1,000 on Trump or $1,000 on Biden? And so all I could tell you is that all the offshore, because you're not allowed to bet in the United States, but in England and all the offshore betting sites around the world, Biden is not the favorite to win the nomination of the Democratic Party. The favorite to win the nomination is Elizabeth Warren. People are betting on Elizabeth Warren. And I'm willing to bet you that Elizabeth Warren will be the nominee. And I'm willing to bet you she's going to go down to an historic landslide defeat, a George McGovern-like landslide defeat. The only thing that might stop that is that America isn't the same anymore as in 1972, or the same as when Reagan trounced Jimmy Carter and then trounced even worse Walter Mondale. America has so many illegals that are now voting. So many millions of illegals, and Democrats have made it so easy to register at the DMV. You have to register them without them asking. You're not allowed to ask whether they're American citizens or not. You're not allowed to ask for ID. So you know they're all voting. That's made a big difference. But even with that, I believe if Warren's the nominee, Trump will trounce her. He'll win big. But it's not just the betting sites now. A new national poll is out that shows Elizabeth Warren takes a commanding lead over Joe Biden. A commanding lead over Joe Biden. It is a Civics Data Progress poll taken after the third Democrat debate in Houston, Texas. The survey interviewed 1,219 likely Democrat primary voters following the Houston debate and asked, if you consider yourself a Democrat, who's your first choice for the Democrat nomination for president in 2020? And the results were Elizabeth Warren, 30%, Joe Biden, 24%, 6 points behind. So it's not even close, and it's not even within the margin of error. Sanders, 14%. Good old, I can never pronounce his name. I'm just going to call him Pete Butthead, the mayor of South Bend, 7%. Kamala Harris, 6%. Beto O'Rourke, I love this, 2%. This guy Yang, who thinks he's the Trump eater, 2%. Tulsi Gabbard, no one's ever heard of, 2%. I'm shocked she's that high. Cory Booker, I love this the most, 1%. And then coming right behind Cory, even lower than 1%, is this Klobuchar. I think it's Amy Klobuchar is how you pronounce it. She's a senator from Minnesota. And Democrats keep saying, she's the moderate. She's so moderate. She's so wonderful. She could actually give a run for the money with Trump. She's got less than 1%. Then you've got Castro at 1%. Steyer has spent, you know, a lot of his billion-dollar fortune. He's at 1%. And then my favorite, Bill de Blasio, is at 0. And so it's now starting to come out there. Everything Wainwright said is coming true. Elizabeth Warren is the new leader. It is hers to lose. Joe Biden's never going to win it. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is. Yesterday he said he's going to add 720 million women to the workforce. And there's only 330 million people in the United States of America. Joe Biden's going bye-bye. Perfect name. Joe bye-bye Biden. There's a good name for him. All right, sponsor this segment of the show. Speaking of Joe Biden, Joe Williams, Dr. Joseph Williams, number one hair restoration surgeon in America. His website is vacationrestoration.com. You should give him a call. Quite a few fans of mine have called him and booked dates to go have hair restoration surgery in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's over the moon over how well the sponsorship of this show has worked out. His phone number is 888-357-0888. He is amazing. He's one of 200 doctors in the world with the title Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. People fly in, celebrities, billionaire businessmen, and even a sitting president have flown in from all over the world and all over the United States so that Dr. Joseph Williams can do the hair restoration. And he gives you a free vacation in Las Vegas. How good is he? Go check out the photos at vacationrestoration.com or give him a call for your free consultation anywhere you are in the country. Free vacation. 888-357-08.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contract negotiations continue between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. The strike by union members is now in its fourth day and beginning to affect parts suppliers. This is the longest work stoppage in decades, and labor expert Dr. Arthur Schwartz tells NBC News, as time goes on, it's harder to make a deal.
Once they're out on strike, they're going to expect more because they're sacrificing more. And so now it makes it a little harder to get a deal.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is backing a measure that would provide more funding for election security. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican announced that he would support an amendment that the Appropriations Committee is set to vote on.
I'm proud the financial services and general government bill will include a bipartisan amendment providing another $250 million for the administration and security of elections.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I don't have guests too often. I love taking your calls, but tonight we do have a guest. I'll get to him in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Without our sponsors, we are nothing. Just like without our callers, we are nothing. Without our viewers, we are nothing. Without our listeners, we are nothing. I love all of you, and I appreciate all of you. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've been with us for over a year, and they're fantastic. You know, no matter what ails you, they've got a free book they're going to give you, and the book is called The Silver Miracle, and they have an answer, a solution for everything that ails you. Doesn't matter what the ailment is, but in particular, gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida. My big problem has always been hoarse voice, and I've been literally sucking on their silver lozenges. Their products are alkaline structured silver, very unique products. And I've been sucking on their lozenges for 4 years since I started my local radio show. Then it became a national radio show. Then it became a national TV show. Never missed 1 minute on the air. And I've got a naturally raspy voice. As you could tell, I'm hoarse all the time. 24 hours a day. I talk 24 hours a day. That's why. And I've never missed a minute of radio or TV because of their silver lozenges. And I've also battled a problem with brain fog my whole life. I mean, I wake up and it takes me 3-4 hours to get real serious work done because I'm not focused and I'm foggy. It's called brain fog in the morning. Not anymore. Since I've been drinking their silver solution 3-4 times a day, guess what? No more brain fog of any kind. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Can't get their products in stores. You can only get them by calling the following phone number, 866, toll-free, 660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you. And guess what? You get 20% off, not just the first order, every order, forever. 20% off as a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, promo code Root, 866-660-9868. Thank you, My Doctor Suggest, for sponsoring the show. And what a show it's become, right? 70 million homes, and we just added Cox Cable nationwide, another 6.2 million homes starting November 13th, including the entire Las Vegas Valley. Jeff Jensen is my guest. You know, look, I'm a guy who has studied successful people my whole life. Okay, and I've written about success my whole life. I wrote a book called The Joy of Failure. I wrote a book called The Power of Relentless. They were business books. Power of Relentless, number one national bestseller. I study successful people. I absorb like a sponge everything they tell me, and then I write about it to others, and it's given me great success in my life and as an author. And so when I see someone really successful, I'm the capitalist evangelist. I want to share it with you. I want to bring this guy on the show because he's a relatively young guy and has achieved a lot of success. He started at ground zero. He's achieved success in a very quick fashion, and I want to prove to you the American dream is still alive. This show's about politics. It's also about capitalism, and I want to prove the Democrats are wrong. The American dream's alive. This guy's name is Jeff Jensen. He's the CEO of Utopian Luxury Vacation Homes. You can find his website, utopianlvh.com. Utopianlvh.com. And the reason I wanted to bring him on is his business started just a couple of years ago at ground zero, no business. Now he does $12 million a year, and he's got over $600 million worth of homes under management in all the great vacation spots of America. Over $600 million. And they say the American dream's not alive. Democrats, liberals claim that. Not true. So first of all, welcome to the show, Jeff Jensen. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
So, is the American dream still alive? Let me hear your thoughts on the American dream and capitalism.
Absolutely, Wayne. You know, it's a matter of finding a good business idea and concept and going for it. As Richard Branson said, you know, go for it. That's the main thing. You got to take the first step. You got to take some risk to do it. But if you can do it and you can afford to take that risk, you know, you can build great businesses and Utopian is an example of that.
Now, you didn't have millions of dollars when you started Utopian. How did you start this business? Literally, you know, without a lot of money?
Without a lot of money, Wayne. I started this business with $5,000. I borrowed the money at the time. I've had successes previous to this, but 2007 and 2008 was pretty hard on me, and so I really started over again in 2010. Started this business in 2011, and you know I didn't have big backing. It was a good idea, and you know we start scrappy. We don't pay ourselves to get going. We do what it takes, and eventually you know leads to that success.
All right, the mainstream media is kind of rooting for recession, just like a lot of liberals in the Democratic Party claim that capitalism doesn't work and the American dream is dead, and I think you and I are disproving that. Someone like you is a model for the American dream, but they also are rooting for recession. They seem to think we're already in one, we're about to enter one, Donald Trump didn't create a great economy. My question is, are we anywhere near a recession? You're a guy whose nose is to the grindstone with your business, and you see trends out there. Are we heading for a recession?
You know, I think that you've got the Fed taking the measures to avoid a recession. I mean, they've reduced rates, you know, twice here in the last couple of months, and I see a healthy slowing to the economy. I don't see a recession. You got jobs coming back over, you know, because of some of the trade war things. Jobs are coming back to America. Unemployment's low. Our business is showing, you know, kind of a flat year, not a big growth year. And we've been a 20 to 40% growth company since inception. That's how we've gotten to where we are today. But we see it as a kind of a flat economy. But we also play in the luxury sector, which is somewhat recession proof. So we've kind of got a business that you know, when you're dealing with the top 5% of earners, they're not as affected, you know, when there are slight signs of a slowdown in the economy.
Yeah, but business is not down. You're not seeing any terrible
We're not seeing anything down.
All right, so how did you go from ground zero to $12 million a year in business, small businessman, $12 million a year in business, and over $600 million worth of luxury homes under management? How did you accomplish that? Give everybody an idea, because my audience is a very middle-class audience, typical Trump audience, middle-class people, working-class people. You said you started the business with like $5,000. How do you go from $5,000 to $12 million? What was your magic formula?
You know, we started off with a brand promise of return on investment for our homeowners. And then we looked at it and said, okay, these folks own these assets in these great destinations for, you know, vacation type destinations. And what can we do to provide a return on their asset, if you will, or an ROI? And that's really where we started. Then we said, okay, what's the most important thing that we deliver for these folks? And that's a world-class experience. And so as a second homeowner, they've got second homes in one, two, or three places, some of them. And so we gave them a platform to make their second home a vacation and not a job for them when they'd come into town to enjoy it. And then we delivered on that brand promise of ROI. That's the first step. Eventually, you know, the business got growing and I had to create the process and systems, or we did as a team. And so we started studying business and became students of business. And got involved with what I call my textbook of business, a Bern Harnish and his scaling up process. And we use that to create the processes and the systems to replicate, you know, our successes. And his promise is if you follow that book and the methodology, it will set you free. So, you know, we implemented that as a company. We got a business coach, and we became students of business. And that's you know, what I would largely attribute our success to.
All right, you know from his tweets that President Trump very often watches my show. What would you suggest to President Trump to help entrepreneurs and job creators like you and like me and like millions of others? There's about 30 million small business people in America, but there's also 330 million people in America. So about 10%, 90% of Americans don't own their own business, and about 10% do. And so my question to you is, if President Trump is watching right now, what do you think he should do to help entrepreneurs and job creators?
You know, the biggest thing is regulation, and regulation at the SEC, regulation even, you know, a more powerful organization today that's affecting the capital markets is the NASD. And so I believe that you've got to downsize. You know, the previous administration built big regulation. That's what they did.
Well, that's an understanding.
You've got to dismantle that. You've got to give the power back to the small broker dealer community that was raising capital for small companies, and you got to get away from regulation and, you know, get into more of a free type economy where, you know, people can do business. As an example, you know, bought stock in a company and at a brokerage firm, and I'm trying to sell that stock today, bought the stock at a dollar, trying to sell it $7.75 a share, and that brokerage firm is so afraid of the NASD that I've got to fill out a, you know, a 10-page diploma, basically, on how I bought the stock and why I'm selling it. I'm like, it's a great profit. I'm selling it because I've got a profit in the stock. And you know, it's that over-regulation. They're just so afraid of the NASD that they can't let free markets happen.
Bingo. I mean, I study business all the time, and I tell people all the time, why did this economy turn around from Obama to Trump? Very simple. It isn't because of the tax cut. That was a small part of it. It's because he cut regulations dramatically. That's the main reason. Cut regulations dramatically. Hey, Jeff, we got to run. It's always great to meet new entrepreneurs. I'm going to start doing that on my show. I want to introduce my audience to young, hungry, new entrepreneurs that prove capitalism's alive, it's a great system, and the American dream's alive. You can find more about Jeff Jensen at utopianlvh.com. Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Have a great night.
All right. God bless. Capitalism's alive. We'll be right back. More politics coming up. Your calls coming up. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio Network. By the way, my website, root4america.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I get so many fan mails now, but I read every single one of them, and I try and answer as many of you as I can. Most of you do get an answer from me, even if it's just thank you, or even if it's I agree. I'm always reading what you send me, and a lot of it inspires me. You send me articles or ideas or opinions that inspire me to talk about the things I do on either this TV show or my three-hour national radio show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Operation Rescue and its founder, Troy Newman. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Operation Rescue. Thanks for all you do. They have forced more abortion clinics to close than any other organization in America, saving thousands of babies' lives. As a matter of fact, 53,000 last year alone. That's the estimate. They say 53,000 babies' lives last year. They've investigated and exposed illegal activities, including our nation's most notorious late-term abortionist, Kermit Gosnell. So he's the reason, or they're the reason, he's in jail. They played a key role in exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal body parts business, and that scandal and they did it with undercover videos. Great job, Troy Newman, and Operation Rescue. And the Democratic Party's got off the rails. Everything's about abortion, abortion, abortion in the third trimester, up until the mother's birth, and after the mother's birth. They actually have comfort rooms in hospitals in this country, including Chicago, Illinois, where if the abortion goes bad and the baby lives, they just put it in a room with nice music, and it's not too bright, and they let it die. That's murder. That's disgusting. That's sad. That's tragic. That's below the dignity and morality of the United States of America. And Operation Rescue is fighting all that, and they're fighting the billion-dollar abortion cartels, and they don't have that kind of money. So they need your help, whether it's $50, $100, $500, whatever it is. Please help them now. Wayne Groot's asking you to help. Troy Newman is asking you to help. $50, even $50, goes a long way to saving a baby's life. How many babies do you want to save today? Donate with a credit card or send in a check. But either way, call toll-free, 844-992-2020, 844-992-2020. That's toll-free, or go to prolifein2020.com, prolifein2020.com. Let's grab some calls. Pat in South Philly on line two, one of the more entertaining callers that we've had on our show. Pat, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Brother Root, let the good times roll. But what I wanted to ask you, Wayne, of all of these idiots that said they were going to leave the country if this man was elected president, who left the country, Wayne?
Nobody. Nobody.
They're all stiffs.
Yeah, but I got news for you, Pat.
They're all stiffs. And
Pat,
Wayne.
Pat, wait. I want to say one thing. If Elizabeth Warren gets elected president, we're all going to leave the country. The whole America's going to leave the country.
But the last time I spoke to you at that Democratic debate that they had, I don't watch that. I see it on the news. That's, well, the only picture that our president needs is with them 10 hands up. They're all going to get free health care.
That's it. No, wait,
you don't have to advertise anything else.
Pat, let me add a detail. Not free health care, period. Free health care to illegal aliens.
Forget that. You got people over here, the poverty rate over here, 180 million. It affects almost 180 million people over here, Wayne.
All right, Pat, we appreciate the call. Pat, we're going to run. We appreciate the call. I want to mention that if you give free health care to illegal aliens, it's like putting a neon Vegas sign on. I'm in Vegas screaming, come on in. Everybody in the world who wants free health care, come in. And everybody in the world who's sick, everyone who has cancer, everyone who needs brain surgery, everyone who needs $1 million worth of medical services, come to America. Everyone who's pregnant and wants to drop a baby in America and stiff us with a $100,000 bill because there's medical complications, come on in. It's begging the entire world's sick people to come to America. America, where they could bankrupt all the taxpayers of America. Crazy stuff. One more call for the night. John from Washington, D.C., another old regular. Hey, John, it's Wayne. How are you?
All right, but I'm disgusted watching these Lewandowski hearings. Obviously, they're not getting off this thing about the Russian collusion. I just wanted to say one thing. If the Russians were going to help anybody, any candidate that they preferred, it had to be Hillary Clinton. Look
right.
What she was saying. Secretary of State, she made that deal where we gave 20% of our uranium to a cartel that includes the Russians and the Iranians. What the hell kind of a deal was that? And then followed up by the stupidest treaty with Iran that Obama pulled off, and that's when Trump came in. I met him down in August of 2015 at the back of the Capitol, and he was there protesting the Iranian treaty. And then they had Republicans like Senator Corker and Senator Flake that went over and helped the stupid Obama people get this thing through, and now we don't want to go by it, and we got trouble with our allies. You got France who wants to, you know, keep the thing.
Well, because
everything's going wrong.
France makes billions of dollars off the Iran deal, and that's why, in the end, that's why the D.C. swamp, that's why the deep state, that's why the elitists, that's why the globalists, that's why the liberals, that's why the socialists, they're all making money off of you and me. They make money off our lousy deals like the Iran deal. They make billions off of the trade deals that have gone wrong with Mexico and Canada and China. It's ridiculous. They want to keep the status quo because they get rich off it. They get bribes off it. That's why they all hate Trump. It's so simple. Trump's killing the golden goose. Every public official gets rich. They're not civil servants. We're the slaves. We're we're the servants, they're getting rich off us. And Trump's upsetting their apple cart. That's why they're upset. By the way, one last thing in closing. Makes me happy. Cory Booker, in the latest poll, comes in fourth in his own home state in New Jersey. Cory, you're a joke. Good night.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.